Back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Maseches Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin, finishing this Perek. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ish Madir Espino, Nazir, in Isha Madir Espino, Nazir. A man can make his son a Nazir, but a woman cannot make her son a Nazir. It's a Loch Moshe Sinai. The thing is, a son can protest and say, I don't want to be a Nazir. And how does he protest? Kate said, if he shaves or others shave, Micha Oshimicha Karavov, or if he protests or others protest on his behalf, so then he's no longer an Azir. Now, what happens now, similar to our previous case with the woman, what if he's designated animal ready to for the purification process? Chad is Thomas, the Chad has to die, because again you can't do anything with it. Ola Tikrav, Ola, the Ola she brought is a voluntary Ola, the Shlomi Krav Shlomim. The Shlomi she brought voluntary Shlomim, but definitely a Mechel, the Enitoin left him. And eating for one day, it doesn't need bread. The most Duman, Yipla Nadava, their money was set aside, but they didn't specify what it was for. It wasn't designated for anything other than to be brought in general. So then you brought it in Dava, most fresh, the money was set aside. The Mechat Ziochli Amelach, so the Chat's money can't do anything with it, thrown in the Dead Sea. Like in the head of Lom Olin, you can't benefit from it. You can't, there's no Me'iluk, you can't purchase it. You can't purchase any further Karbanas with it. Me'ili Yavi Olo, Melimahem, the Ola brought by an Ola with it, and you could do Me'iluk because you could purchase it for the carbon. Halagan, the Halach is, you can only get Me'ili, you only are in violation of utilizing temple property if it can be used to buy things for the temple. Okay. If a man can shave and bring the Nazir's offerings of his father. The case. So we're going to see what exactly the case is, but seemingly if somehow a man inherits the money that his father had set aside for his own Nazir's, for the end of his own, the conclusion of his own Nazir's, and the father can't use it, the son can use it for his own Nazir's. So again, if Yitzchak says I'm a Nazir, and then for whatever reason, and then he designates money for the Karbanos to end his Nazir's, and then I guess Yaakov inherits it, and Yaakov himself is a Nazir, Yaakov can use the money. But a woman is not allowed to do so. So what's the case of a man inheriting the money? A person's father is Nazir, and he says, okay, this money is for when I, for my kavanas when I finish, and then he dies. His son says, okay, I'm a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir on the condition that I can use the money of my father. And the guy gets to say, like, look, I didn't want to spend the money on being ending my Naziris, but once the money's there, so I'll become Nazir in the condition I can use that money. Rav Yossi, Harili Yiflu Nadava. Ah, he can't do so. Why? Because the moment a Nazir dies, the money automatically becomes consecrated to the temple. So this is not the case, therefore, of a man who is inheriting his father's money to use the money for end his Naziris. Rather, what does it mean a man is shaving and using his father's money? Case is a father and son already a duo. They're both Nazirim. The father says, okay, this money is going to be for Nazirus, and then he dies. So in that case, the money does not automatically go to the base of Mikdash. Rather, the son inherits it, and he can use it in order to end his Nazirus. I wish you all a wonderful day.